Kings chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19. There is a burden that bated meetings like this. There is a body. The scripture says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again. If you check that scripture, maybe in other translations, maybe you go to the lexicon, what you will see is that it's talking about a certain group of people. On the account, he has been subjected to what the scripture actually calls bed pangs. That's why we are here. Why are you having bed pangs? Why? You see, because once somebody comes under that level, travail. In fact, if the scripture wants to the importance of what is being done, the business that is being done, how tough it is. Follow me. One of the things he does is to begin to describe it as giving birth. Said bed pangs. Why? He said that Christ be formed in you. I thought you're already born again. What is the scripture still talking about? This same man that is talking about this is the man that called himself a stakeholder in the matters and the mystery of Christ. He said that I travail. That means he is trying to say that the highest point of my exertion is seen in the fact that I travail, that Christ be formed. How important is that project? How important is that project that this man is willing to mortgage everything to make sure that Christ is formed? As far as he's concerned, the apex of his ministry, he has seen these guys do many things, seeing God around their life, but he has not yet seen Christ formed in them. It then means that whatever we are doing, it is still measured in the measure of Christ that is formed in us. Because as I tell you people, you as a believer, your constituents that make up what we call the body of Christ is dependent on how much Christ has been formed in you. Because what we call the church is called the body of Christ. That means whatever fills up that body is Christ. So your constituent that is Christ is what is recognized in the context of the body. So how much Christ has been formed in a man, that is how much your reality is recognized in the context of the body. So we see people that have been born again for 20 years, but the constituent of Christ that is formed inside of them is so little Meanwhile, they call themselves members of the body of Christ. You now know why the body of Christ is weak. Because even though we are 1 million, majority of them have not come to a point where Christ is forming them. It is on this basis, people that should be elders, Paul was calling them my little children, of whom I travail in birth. Again, why? That Christ be forming you. What should be our emphasis? What should we measure on? I want you to pray for the next 2 minutes. Tell the Lord, carry me to the quarry site where men are formed and forged into the image of the Son. The Bible says that them that he preordained, that they will be conformed to the image of the Son. We are not without reference. We are not without context. We are not without standard. We are not without purpose. There is something that God has kept so that it will become the end of our adventure. The time that a man has arrived at place, that is when the job of God, by the Spirit of God in travail, has been fulfilled in your life. I want you to pray for the next 2 minutes. Somebody travail. Stop abaranta baba kamre de berasabata badaka manti biendelia kabarata ba until Christ be formed. Sobara telebene ambra kapata babante prete bata paranta bata babarata babata manda brata batata tata batata ambra kapata kamre shapata babranta babarante rapata pata patata. You cannot be coming every day and Christ is not formed in you. You can be praying and Christ is not formed. You can be fasting and Christ is not formed. You can be going through the scriptures and Christ is not formed. The end point of all spiritual discipline, the end point of our move and our progress in the path that is spiritual, is that Christ be formed in us. We will never lose sight of the case, the purpose, the context of our journey in God. It is that we be conformed to the image of the dear Son, who by the eternal purpose of God has become the first begotten, so that any man that will be correct, we have to be molded after that image. Can you pray, oh God, take me once again to the quarry site. Stampa pada tapa kape abra tapa babante mama tamre tapa kopa bra tapa pata papa papa baratia kape na pata bed pants until Jesus is from them, until Christ is from them. Tapa pata papa shata papa patata. We will continue to have bed pants until Christ is from them. There will be no end to bed pants until Christ is from them. Apente bere posta pata rapata babina tapambre apakopata pataska petale rapata babantalia apakopata babana dabala shabrata babanta babana peto peta papapa shabetambra tapata papadata tapadata rapata papaparata. Likewise, the Spirit helped our infirmities. Likewise, the Spirit helped your infirmities. Likewise, the Spirit helped your infirmities. I told Ratapapa, Abrekopatas Cabena Tabamina, Rapatapa da Tabariato, Rapatapa, 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 Abrekopatas Capatapatia, Yapatapa. 1 more minute. We've come to see Emmanuel. Emmanuel. We've come to see.
We've come to see you. We've come to drink from you. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. We've come to see you. We've come to drink from you. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. We've come to drink from you.
I even have to go and put that message on repeat. It was on repeat till morning. And throughout the night, it was as if my feet is planted in heavenly places. I was trying to come down. Couldn't. My feet was burning. I began to realize that the administration that God has brought us into far supersedes what we have known before. Such as have enough stature to bring us to God's expectation in this season, because the demand on our generation in this time is large. See, and remember, the scripture says that the standard of God's standard sure, his demand is sure. We have received a kingdom that cannot be moved. The only thing God will do is to minister grace to your vessel so that you will be able to measure up. But as for the demands, it is sure. The demands of the kingdom is so sure that even though God, it looks easy for God to say, I have forgiven people that sin. But he didn't do that. He has to contract that business on a legal basis, so that no man will come in the future and say that God is not just. Because the demand of the scales of justice is that the soul that sinned shall what? So the man that sinned, there is a bounty that is on his head. The bounty is the bounty of death. So even though God is the God of all flesh and the Father of all spirits, having everything in his hands, sitting on the throne that is above all, he still have to subject himself to his principles, his rules. He said that he has exalted his word above all his names. See, this is what Satan knows, that you have not really known. You have not yet known the exalted place of the world. If it is captured in the word, even God is subject to the demands that is intact in such a way that it is in on legal basis primarily that we engage the realities that is in the world. Yes, before we have been brought into the experience, we have to first of all engage on legal basis. It is on this wise that when the word of God comes to you, the first thing God demands from you is not essentially understanding. The first thing he demands from you is what? Obedience. Because most times you will not even understand what God is doing. Sometimes you even think you understood, only for you to find out 5 years later that what you thought you understood, you didn't even understand it. Some of the things we preached in campus, we thought we know it. It is now that we now found out. It's not as if what we said then is bad, but we didn't know how important what we were saying was. Because the depth of God's wisdom and knowledge is something that you cannot search out. You will still have to be engaging the Holy Ghost on a daily basis, coming with a posture that is meek. It is with that meekness that we begin to enter into the depths of the engrafted world. It is able to save our souls. It is on this basis that we begin to understand that anytime God wants to contract it, it has to be legal. Are you with me? May our feet be planted in heavenly places. Because the business we are doing these days is in heavenly places business. Yes. Because the reality of what we are teaching, for example, the mystery of Christ. Christ in the real eternal context is what we call the heavenly man. Are you with me? Heavenly man. So if there is a possibility for you to enter into the realities of our teaching, somehow your faculties have to be upgraded. That's why, what, do you know why I'm saying this? That's why we pray the way we pray. Because I can't trust you. I don't trust myself. The day I began to distrust myself and trust the Holy Ghost the more, that's the day I made the most progress in God. I used to think I'm good. If you think you are good, the more you think you are good, the far away you are going from God. You will never touch real things. It is not of him that will it. It's not of him that run it. The things of God are not really entered into by discovery. It is entered into by revelation. It means that they have the will of their own. Oh, you don't know. The scripture has a will of its own. It is not like any other book you read, though. This scripture, it has a will of its own. So, and the spirit that inspired it is a king spirit. It's not a servant spirit. It is not the kind of spirit you can send on errand. So, if it's a king spirit, how do you relate with a king? That is how we relate with the spirit of the scripture. In fact, the Bible speaking about the Holy Ghost, he said that the Holy Spirit searcheth all things. Then, to show you the extent of his searching capacity, he now said, even the deep things of God. It then means that the things of God are deeper than every other thing. But the Holy Ghost has the capacity to search them. And then he brings it to you. Do you know why I'm saying this? Many of the things that we are bringing in this period, sometimes it far supersedes your present growth in God. But if you are able to bring yourself up to speed, there is an energy level you will operate in the spirit. It does not matter. You can pick those things up because God's operation is fundamentally eternal in scope. So if you can heighten the things that are eternal in you, they will be able to trap those things. You can even leave them before you understood them. The reason why I'm saying this, there is no time. There is no time. Sometimes when people ask you, how do I maintain a consistent prayer life? You can continue teaching that thing for 6 months before they will understand how to pray for 30 minutes. Or you can decide to teach them by the things of God. You can teach by the things of man. You can teach by the things of God. How do you do it? You just bring the person in this place. And when you come, nobody is looking at your face. I just noticed you took haircut, and it's now that I noticed. I was not aware. Is that why I came here? Do you know why? All of us are blessed that Christ be revealed in us. That's what we're going to today. We hope to do a little bit of excavation. You see, the work we are doing here is such that it will demand you to be a Berean Christian. Are you with me? The work we are doing here, we put a demand on you to be a Berean Christian. For example, if you are waiting for us to teach in such a way that you'll be lazy, it's not here. Because by the time we are through with teaching, you will now know that there are many things you need to do to be able to tap into the full measure of the knowledge that we have been brought into. Part of the way that the world works in this context is that it comes in packets of light. The chambers are being opened to you. But you need to search out the riches that is in those chambers. That is why when we finish, you have to go back and sit with the Holy Spirit in prayer, in fasting. Stop eating like a fool. You're not here to eat. There is no. I know you are fasting. I can't move about that. I assume all of you are fasting in Jesus' name. No, we fast here. If you don't even fast, you will find out that you are lagging behind. Because what we are doing places a lot of demand on you. Haven't you noticed? If you do that, your small morning devotion and all those things they used to do, if you come here, it will seem as if, hey, you are behind, though. It will take you 30 minutes and you will be applying yourself to measure up. That is how church should be. That's why you are coming here with hope all the day. Sometimes you are weak. Sometimes you are frustrated. Sometimes things are going in. But you know that if you find yourself here, things will be knocked into shape. They don't have the power. Hey. Our target is that Christ be formed in you. That is why we come to bedpans. That's why this thing is called bedpans. See, the more you go into things, God will begin to reveal deeper what He's trying to do. Because these days, God is bringing us into the eternal scope of matters. You will never be correct in anything you are doing until God begins to show you the eternal scope of matters. If you make judgment just based on the things we see on ground, your accuracy will be fractured. Even the most accurate person can just be accurate for a lifetime. By the time the next generation wants to begin to propagate a new move based on what the other people started, they will now find a weakness. Because the scope of that is not eternal. Have you not noticed that some of the ministries that our fathers started, they wanted their children to continue, only for the thing not to work out? Because it is possible some of those ministries are not crafted from eternity to last more than 50 years. And human beings are trying by all means to make it to last. And the Holy Ghost lives. And you know, as I say, that God is working as long as the Holy Spirit is working. If you continue working after the Holy Spirit is working, it is called dead works. That one will not save anything and will never save anybody. In fact, if you walk more, Satan will hijack it. And the damage he will do with it, people will begin to ask, we thought God was here before. In fact, after some time, Satan will build his headquarters in a place. Our target is that Christ be formed. Because God has been bringing us in the real scope the matter. And we began to see that there are things that predated time. I want to show you. If you go back, sit down and read Ephesians chapter 1 to 3. Read it like 10 times. Then we hope that you will understand a certain degree of what we are doing. Wait, don't rush. Listen to me first. Listen to me. Do you know how much time I have read Ephesians? You cannot imagine. Meanwhile, God now called me and said, let me teach you what is in the book of Ephesians. I was studying recently and I said, why haven't I seen this thing 5 years ago? I'm telling you, the scriptures has a will of its own. Jeremiah chapter 33. Say what? Call upon me. And I what? What is the result of that answer? I will show you great and mighty things that thou know not of. That means there is something you know. Is it not true? There is something you know. It's just that concerning this matter now, it is a knowledge that excels. Are you with me? The reality of the knowledge we enter into as a result of the Holy Spirit coming into our heart is a type of knowledge that excels. Do you even know what it means? It is a knowledge that has capacity to perpetuate itself. So you cannot come to a point and say you have exhausted it. Are you with me? The only thing that can happen in the context of that knowledge is that by the help of the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to put plumb lines. There is such a thing as plumb line. When you are able to put plumb lines in a particular quota of knowledge, what it is called is a epignosis. Now, it is people that call it, they say it's an accurate and complete knowledge. It is, you have to put it in context. It means that, are you with me? You are not with me. It means that as you are moving on the line of this knowledge, that you have put your bearing correctly. Once you are able to put your bearing correctly, any journey you make in that matter, in that knowledge, will be correct. And the riches thereby will be made available to you. It will abound. As long as you move correctly, because in that place you have found yourself is the complete compendium of everything that is in that knowledge. So once everyone is correct, one of the things that God begins to administrate to you is that He begins to bring you into the glory of that knowledge. Are you with me? You are not with me. There are two things. Oh. There are two things you should understand when God begins to deal with matters. His administration is in two ways. It's either just go and study Ephesians, just 1-3. What you'll be seeing there is the glory and the riches. The riches of His grace and the glory of His grace. What does it mean? Is the scripture just being repetitive? What does it mean, the glory of His grace and the riches of His grace? Go and do study so that we'll be able to do what we have today. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's hope we'll be able to make. I just started early so that we'll be able to make progress. There is a lot the Holy Spirit wants us to enter into. Verse 3. That is Ephesians. He said, blessed be the God and what? Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all what? In heavenly places in Christ. You will now see that the oppression of Christ, so that He will be able to, the scripture said further, that there is a reason why Christ is able to feel all things. Why? Because He has a vantage point. It is from that place that He is able to feel all things. That is why if we operate accurately according to God's economy, the quota of authority that He has granted to you, to me, and the body of Christ, then we have to be what? Brought high. The higher we go, the more we are able to feel things. The higher we go, the more we are able to feel things. So Jesus is sitting in the highest places. And, well, don't just view that word high places from your understanding of down and up. Are you with me? Because, for example, I'm on earth, but am I on low places? I'm not. As I'm talking to you now, I'm seated with Christ Jesus there. So where is up and where is down? So I'm trying to tell you that up and down is not just earth and what you are seeing in heaven like this. No. There is I don't want to go into this. There is what we call the side of the north. Yeah? It is a metaphor in the Old Testament to describe the place that is God himself situates. And it is from there that we take our geographical bearing as it matters in the things of the spirit. Are you with me? Let me stop. I'm not with you. So that place that God is the highest place and is the north place. I don't know where God is, like physically, because we cannot begin to describe him physically. But anywhere he is has become the north. And that place he is has become the throne. So, for example, God is in your heart. Your heart has become the north. You are with me now. And your heart has become what? The throne. So, when Satan said, I will set my throne in the size of the north, what is he saying? He doesn't know the implication, really. It is later he found out. It is God that knew the implication. I chased him down. My friend, do you know what you are saying? He's trying to say, I want to build throne in the heart of every man that God created. He's still looking for that desire now. Anyway, let's go to. And he said, according as he had what? Say, chosen us in him. According as he has chosen you in him, that is in Christ. You see, so there is a circumference to our choosing, there is a circumference to our reality, there is a circumference to our purpose, there is a circumference to our manifestation, our expression. There is a circumference according as he has chosen you in him. Are you with me? So if you are not in him, are you chosen? Now, if you are in him, are you chosen? Every man that has found himself in Christ is chosen. The question is chosen for what? There is many things. For example, they said, you have heard the scripture, many are called and few are chosen. It is because of your weak understanding of what is ministry. What is ministry? He's carrying megaphone at Orif, Dabi. My friend. Sorry, let me leave you. You are a good man. Let me find another person. Do you know why I'm saying this thing? God does not count that he has authority in your life. That is why we are teaching this mystery of Christ, that he deformed in you. The reason is that the measure of God's authority in your life is dependent on how much Christ has been formed. Eh? So it then means, wait, don't write. Listen to me first. Pay attention. There is time to write and there is time to pay attention. Now, the reason for this is because when we come to minister to people, the measure of our authority is also dependent on something. I with you now. There are realities that has been formed in us as a result of our engagement and interaction with that same reality that is in us. That is the measure we are able to minister to people. That measure is really what is called ministry. So, for example, I preach for 2 hours. Or I preach for 5 hours. How much ministry did I do? You see, because there is a life that should come from my ministry. it is that life that came from my ministry and was able to be administrated in the heart of the people. For example, you are talking to people, whether you are loud or not, and the sin and addiction in their life lives. The demons oppressing them lives. The sickness in their body lives. Bad character over. Attitude over. Mindset changed. A lot of things reconfigure. Transformation in their life. The measure of transformation is the measure of your authority. Meanwhile, no matter how you teach somebody, you cannot bring the person higher than you are. That is real authority. You can't, no matter how much you try. It is on this basis that Jesus began to say, for their sake, I do what? I said, why did he sanctify himself? He said, for their sake, because he found out that real ministry is really an outflow of him. If I'm a lion, what will you be? Whether you like it or not, you will be a lion. One day you you'll be walking like a gentle person on the road. Like people used to see me, I'll put hand in my pocket. I'll be walking on one side of the road. They won't know that it's a lion. They just tranquilized me so that I'll be able to walk on the road. Are you with me? Sometimes they will give me something to smoke from heaven. And I would, and I would shake like this. I would say, let me control myself. You don't know what people are doing here. I don't know for how long. You know, I grew up at college. And there is a guy that was living with me those days. There is a place we are living because of some kind things. The guy doesn't just smoke Indian hemp, he sells. So he has a very big bag. These are the reasons why I know the mercy of God is on you. Do you know why? Indian hemp is sleeping with me every day. I was never even motivated to try. I don't even know why. Maybe my mother followed, but I don't know. But I was not motivated. Now, this is my point. Anytime you smoke that thing, you become another person. And I've noticed that the people that smoke it, they're always in group. Like four guys like this. Have you not noticed? This one, you know, they are in group like this. Eh? When they're in group and they're friends, they don't use different. You don't have your own and this person. No, no. It is from one. Is it not true? It's from one. This person will do. And then he gives the next person. And then he do. And then he gives the next person. And do like this. Before you know it, all of them will be start thinking at the, because they will not discuss anything, you know, until they have done that thing for 30 minutes or 1 hour. Then all of them will be upgraded to an LG level. Then their language will become this, and the voice will change. Michael! So there are things we say. They will like it. Even if their heart will rejoice because you are at the same frequency. Somebody said that smokers are liable to live long. Holy Ghost smokers. My friend, some of us that do this thing are not normal. You have to smoke something. Somebody told me you want to preach in the bus and he's afraid. In fact, he is so afraid that he has stopped using bus. He is now entering keke just to make, because the spirit will be preach, preach, preach. He just ran away from the spirit to stop disturbing him. I didn't want to tell him that you need to smoke something deal. You need to, when your eyes is red, then you'll be upgraded. Huh? There is a way you smoke to a level. I will stand. And I will see. I have been in meetings, bishops, pastors, people are everywhere. Some of them retire. And I looked at them like this. Let me not use this word. It seems as if God picked a mortal person, a young man, and then removed that thing and brought an ancient man and put it in a young body. And then a vista will open for me. God will now impart boldness to me. I will look at them. That is when I began to understand what Peter was doing. Peter that used to run away. When a small child will tell him, I know you, he will run away. Now looked at them and said, O ye men of Israel. What happened to that man? Say, smoking. You need to smoke something. I don't know why I said this, but somebody that is hearing me need to smoke something. If you are still afraid, you need. Have you seen crippled legs before? Why did you pass? Who are you leaving the crippled legs for? Renabonki has died, so stop leaving it. Stop waiting for it when he will come to your village. You are the next person, my friend. Stretch forth your hands on the crippled legs. Command it to stretch forth. You will be shocked what God will do. Smoke something. Hey. Now, like sometimes, the way I pray too, haven't you noticed that the way we pray here, we pray like possessed people? I am possessed. Sometimes, I will become another person. The motions I'm making is not my own. The way I'm dancing is not my own. Then it will seem as if somebody compacted me, tied me in a bow. In this, you can feel the same weight and power. When you are praying in that mode, principalities will begin to beg. I've said and begged you before. You begin to beg from today, my friend. You need to smoke something, and then Satan will beg. I'm not motivating you. I'm not doing motivation. I'm telling you reality. I told you people of how I appeared at Otoke. The demonized lady came and said, we have been waiting for you. You are there now. We have been waiting. And I have never been to Bayelsa before. And they said they are waiting for me. Oga, let me tell you. If you like, enter plane and go to Dubai. Huh? They are still in Dubai. The scripture says, according as he has chosen us in him, before when? When did he choose us? When did he choose us? It is imperative, in fact. Let this thing be at the depth of every other revelation that we have consequently on this matter. That what? We are chosen in him when? Let this thing be on the. If you don't put there, what I'm trying to do is to give you prompt lines, so that if we begin to move up, it will put every other knowledge, every other revelation that will be coming, will be put into that circumference. That you will not be able to understand the book of Ephesians well until you begin to understand that your choosing and the expectation that is in your head was something that is already formed and calcified in the heart of God. When? That is a mighty thing. That is something so heavy. So, you are not an afterthought. That's one. Now, people use these words as motivation for you. But it's beyond motivation. You are not an afterthought. Every walk, every adventure, everything Satan is doing is to make sure he disconnects you from that reality. that what informs your existence on earth is beyond time. That everything God intended via your life has already been formed in Him, even before the foundation of the world. I don't want to dwell here. He said that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us, Jesus, unto the adoption of what? That word children is not children. It should be sons. It should be techno. By who? So your adoption. You see, we don't have time. For example, you are chosen. How? How were you chosen? Huh? No. How were you chosen? We just read it now. How were you chosen? Huh? Huh? In Him. You are chosen in Him. You are adopted by Him. It looks the same, but it's not really the same. Because you need to know what, if you know what adoption is and what choosing is, you will now know that they look the same, but they are not. Huh? You are chosen in Him, adopted by Him. Anyway, what you think is adoption, are you with me? What you think is adoption is not what God means by this. As I said, that this adoption, the real context, because human words are weak. I was meditating by the Holy Spirit on certain human words that we have. It is weak. That is why when people like us talk, it is beyond what we are saying. The real scrolls are spiritual. Sometimes you have to eat them. That is why if I tell you to go and listen to this thing, it is beyond you trying to listen to everything I said. It is an attempt for you to be imparted with the same spirit. There are many things I can't say. There are a lot that I have said, and there are many, much more that I can't say. Meanwhile, when you have been brought into the reality and the spirit that is the original teacher, are you with me? It is the Holy Ghost that is the original teacher, never any man. Eh? If you are now brought into the circumference of the knowledge that He wants to bring you into, that is the attempt that we are making. Then the teacher, original teacher Himself, will begin to teach you deeper things in that matter. Oh, even Jesus, as much as He can teach, He said that my teaching is still fractured, in the sense that there is a regime that will bring the teachings that I'm giving you now into its full reality, such that when that personality teaches you, He teaches in many ways, some of them intangible. By the time He's through with teaching, you will not say, I know. I will not. I will tell you. You will now say, I have. And most times, one of the proof that the Holy Spirit has taught you is that you begin to live that. Sometimes you will not know when your prayer life has changed. You have that. That is what it is that you have been taught to pray. What the disciples told Jesus is that they told Him, teach us. Eh? What did He say, teach us? Eh? It's not teach us how to pray. It is teach us to pray. When the Holy Spirit has taught you to pray, what we do is not to know how to state prayers. This is, if you want to pray, this is no. When the Holy Ghost has finished teaching you on prayer, what will you do? You will now pray. When He has taught you holiness, what will you do? When He has taught you on power, what will you do? When He has taught you on character, on humility, eh? When He has taught you on integrity, eh? When He has taught you on steadfastness, on faithfulness, what will you do? That is the proof that you have been taught. Because His teaching is inside. It is by witness and forming. When you have been formed, see, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Huh? That means that everything a man does is as a result of something going on inside of him. Is it not true? Now, if it is true that something is going on inside of you, and it has become the basis upon which you live, if God really wants to affect you, or anybody wants to affect you, where will He be making His emphasis? So this is what God does by the Holy Ghost. He begins to instruct your inner man, mold your inner man, such that a season will come, you will begin to do that thing without somebody telling you. You begin to wake up by one without any alarm. Why? You have been taught. You begin to give. There are people that used to be very stingy, but now you give. What happened? Say you were taught. Some of us saw people like Pastor Chris Oyakhilome manifest glorious power when we were small. 2001, 2002. We will see, there is a word he calls it, Rhapsody of Realities. I say, what is Rhapsody? He likes those kind. See, and he's shining like an angel. And he palmed his head. This is hellfire. Then a lady was standing there. He said, receive. And the lady fell under power. I said, it's a lie. This thing is magic. He was displaying the glory of God. You don't need to ask where is that thing. The man has become an epistle, teaching us those matters. Are you seeing God's intent? Because when God has been able to fill you with Christ, beyond the individual basis, when he has been able to fill up the body with the fullness of himself, the scripture now says that via this organ, he will begin to teach the principalities and powers. In fact, the capacity to display this wisdom and power is beyond this present age. That is what Satan, if you understand this, you will never allow that your family member to die without Jesus. It's beyond going to hell. You don't know me. I know the severity of the wrath of God, but there is also something higher, somewhat of the plan that God has, such that whatever you have been brought into, according to the feeling of Christ that God has ordained, which he called his eternal purpose, that thing, his functionality predates this age. Actually, that is what I want to show you in verse 7. God's project with you is beyond this age. And that is what Satan knows and is trying to stop. In case he doesn't stop you from going to hell, or rather, he doesn't stop you from going to heaven, he will stop you from being a certain category of man. Such man that in the ages to come, you will be able to be a living manifestation of many realities of Christ. You are not getting my point yet. What we are doing is beyond this age. That's what I'm saying. See, and that is why I'm trying to bring you into the external scope of matter. In fact, the scripture was speaking, he said, of ages. I don't know how many ages is coming. I don't know. But I know that there is many. In fact, I know that there is a particular one that is coming after this, that is called, according to the scripture, the kingdom age. But beyond that, let me show you so that you will see it. To the praise of his glory, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to what? The riches of his grace. You see what I'm saying? The glory of his grace, the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us what is the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure. Which he had proposed in himself. There's something I'm looking for. There's something I'm looking for. Help me, Holy Ghost. Okay. Please turn to chapter 2, verse 7. Not chapter 1. Chapter 2, verse 7. Let's read it together. That in what? This, first of all, you need to know that there is an age to come. That one is settled. But beyond that, the scripture even said that there are ages to come. Meanwhile, whatever age is coming, one thing is certain. What is that certain thing? Look at it. Let's look at the Bible. That is the certain thing. What is the glory of what God wants to do through us? What is really the mystery of Christ? You don't know what we are saying, no? Every of God's plan from time to eternity has been summed up in Christ. The measure of your participation in that plan, agenda that God has, is traced to how much you have been filled with the fullness of Christ. That is why we have bedpans, so that by all means Christ will be formed in you. God has a project, and that project can only be executed on the platform of an economy called Christ. Paul was speaking, he said that this mystery was hidden in times past, and God has decided to reveal it through his holy prophets and apostles at the dispensation of the fullness of time. It is always true that when the fullness of time is coming, there is a revelation abounding according to this mystery. That is why God has decided to emphasize again on this mystery, because all of his plans, this is beyond time, from eternity past, now and eternity future, even according to these scriptures, of ages to what come, is dependent on what? The realization of this mystery. What is this mystery? Say with me, the mystery of Christ. Everything God is trying to do and will ever do is dependent on the reality, the revelation of this mystery. Are you with me now? And I want to bring you to a supreme, or something of a supreme importance, that beyond this age, now when Christ is formed in you, even in this age, you will become something like a shining light. A light set on the hill that men can see thereby. But beyond that, there is also something that God has ordained to do. And all I'm trying to show you is that this ordination came before the foundation of the world. Are you with me now? And this ordination is that by Christ all things will be formed. It is because of this that he created all things. In fact, the scripture was telling us that even the ages were created by Christ, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2. Are you with me? That God, who has sundry times and diverse manners has spoken unto our fathers, had in this last time spoken to us through the Son, by whom he created what? The ages. Now, for it to be possible that this facility, this mystery that God has now decided to be revealing in the dispensation of the end of times to become the operating system with which God will rule and gain all of his authority, even in the ages to come, for it to be possible, then he demanded that even the ages to come will be created by the same facility. According to the book of Hebrews, he said that even the ages to come is created with Christ. So if you come to the ages to come, in case you make it there, are you with me? You will now find out that you are fractured, you are weak. Your capacity to function in that age and in that realm will become limited. Why is it limited? The reality of that age has been formed in you in a lower measure. How much do you want to function even in the age to come? You are not getting my point. The ages to come, we are formed with the reality of the mystery that I'm bringing to you. So it is on the account of God's mercy, his desire to bring you to a higher place of functionality, so that when you are there in that age, you will become like a patriarch. And on that account, now that is why time is a gift, so that you cannot say any man to change you. The same thing that was spoken to others, revealed to others, is what is revealed to you. Now the onus is on you to take advantage of the revelation of this mystery, and then lean yourself on the basis of your interaction. Then Christ will be what? Formed in you. It is on the account of that for me, that you are now permitted to function in the ages to come. Power of the ages to come. Show me the Father. Teach me his ways. I want to know you, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You don't know what you're saying. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. My God. Teach me his ways. I want to know you, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. It's a prayer. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Oh my God. Teach me his ways. I want to know you, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Shepherd of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Shepherd of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God, show me the Father.
oh my God.
Teach me His words. I wanna know the Holy Ghost. Show me the Father. Teach me His words. I wanna know the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Somebody cry, cry, cry. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the living God. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways. I want to know You. Holy Ghost. Show me the Father. Jesus, I wanna know You, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Shepherd of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways. I want to know You. Holy Ghost. When the Spirit of truth is come, He will lead us. He will guide us. He will tutor us. He will govern us. Oh my God. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show me the Father. Teach me His ways. I want to know You. Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy You are the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the age to come. You are the Holy Ghost. How much do we need the Holy Ghost? 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 The Bible says that our predestination and preordination is to be conformed to the image of the Son. Meanwhile, the scripture says that no one knoweth the Son except the Father. Oh, you think you know the Son? You don't. It is only the Father that knows the Son. And it is only by the administration of the governor. The governor is the Holy Ghost. It is on that platform that we begin to know the Son. The extent of which we know is dependent on how much the Spirit has revealed. We don't know You, Spirit of God. We want to know You. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Shepherd of the age to come.
You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the years to come. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. Power of the age to come. Show us the Father. Teach us His word. We wanna know You, Holy Ghost. The children of Israel knew the act of God, but Moses knew the ways. Show us the Father. Teach us His ways. We want to know You, Holy Ghost. Show us the Father. Teach us His ways. We want to know You, Holy Ghost. Show us the Father. Teach us His ways. We want to know You, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. If you can, let's run quickly in the next 15 minutes. Genesis chapter 3. And the man, verse 12. And the man said, the woman thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. I hope you know that the scripture now told us in the book of Timothy that it was the woman that was deceived. Adam was not. So this is excuse, is doesn't hold water. Anyway, that's by the way. Verse 14. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast what? Thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus thou shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Now, to the verse of interest. If you have not paid attention before, pay attention to this one. Verse 15 now said, and I will what? Put enmity between thee and what? The woman. And between thy seed and what? It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. I'm not getting the point. See, when man fell, it was at the junction that man fell that the prophecy came. It is that prophecy has been what has been guiding the contention even from that time till now. And that is the, my God, I feel the power. I feel Jesus. My God. Help me, Holy Spirit. What has come now is heavy now. But let me deliver school. Now, that warfare is what has been, that is the war that will end this age. I want to show you a little on the mystery of iniquity. That on the path of light, that there is a mystery back in it. Are you with me now? What is that mystery called? Now, on the path of darkness, there is a mystery guiding it. What is that mystery called? Iniquity. Are you with me? Now, you will not fully understand this until you understand the desire of Lucifer, as we said yesterday. He said, I want to be like the Most High, and I will set my throne on the side of the north. Are you with me? And we have been able to explain, by the help of the Holy Spirit,
what the side of the north meant as it pertains to human beings. Are you with me now? It is a place where God has put his throne. It so happens that for every individual, there is a throne on your heart, born again or not. Are you with me? That's not my point now. My point is this: the desire of Satan is to engineer a system that functions independent of God. Now, this is on the basis of his understanding of how God functions. Are you with me? The laws of God are universal in nature. You are not with me? Because we say that law, iniquity is God's word, say lawlessness. It then means that for somebody to engineer lawlessness, he must have the capacity to understand laws. Are you not with me now? That means the man that is the engineer, the pioneer, of the system, the mystery called lawlessness, must of a necessity be a man that understands the scope of laws. What kind of laws? Universal laws. Now, he then understood by that capacity that if God sets a law in motion, that law begins to function irrespective of whom is trying to activate that law. Are you with me now? Now, that there are laws that functions irrespective of whom is trying to activate them. Are you with me? So, when those laws are set in motion, they begin to propel some activities. So, what Satan does is to go to a law that is a universal law, something that God has set in motion to begin to function on his own, to the intent that even when God wants to project his own agenda, he has to submit it to those laws. Now, the mystery of iniquity is that Satan has found a way, are you with me, to perverse those laws. And by that perversion, he has engineered a new system of oppression. Now, why does God set universal laws in motion? It is to an end. To get himself to a point where he has throne in your heart. Because Satan understands that he took time and tried to understand how God rules. And he understood that government is without law. There is no government. Without law, there is no government. Are you with me now? So he now decided to have his own government. What did he say to do? And this government he wanted to have is a government that is independent of God's government. So the only way for him to engineer such program is for him to find his own law. Now, and as long as he abides with the law that is of God, he will not have the result, the independence that he seeks. What did he do? He went and perverted the law of God. Now, knowing that in himself he lacks the capacity to produce any law. You can only give law to something you created. The Satan create anything. Now, so those things only respond to those laws. For example, there is a law that is at work inside of your heart. That law says that to whom you obey, you have become servant. That law is independent of who is there. Are you with me? So if you begin to obey God, whose servant are you? What if you obey Satan? I'm not the one that said it. You are the one that said it. This is what Satan knew and you don't know. He knows that even if he doesn't do anything, if he can get to a point where he takes a law that is in God, independent of who is trying to engage it, and find a way to perverse it. What will be the outcome of that perversion? Will be a new breed of people that have been robbed of the capacity to stay under the government of God. You are not with me. So the way that Satan engineered to bring people, bring creation, bring things, bring the angels that followed him to operate outside of the government of God is to engineer a new system of laws. A law system that is perverse out of the law that God himself gave. Are you with me? So when God said, thou shalt not kill, what will Satan do? Because he knows that in the perversion of that, it's you that doesn't know. It's you that doesn't know you are doing masturbation, you are doing fornication, you are doing greed and stealing, corruption. He said, God knows, we all go to heaven. You are a foolish person. You don't know that by so doing, are you with me? You have subscribed to a government by yielding to an operating system that is as a result of a mystery that is at work. When that mystery begins to work, the life that we live will be perverse to the laws of God. And if it is perverse to the laws of God, that means that it is not possible for the government of God to be in your life. All that Satan is seeking is that his primary desire, that I will be like what? How does he intend to achieve that? The only way to achieve that is to perverse the laws of God, seeing that him will not be able to engineer his own laws, being that a man can only be able to engineer, invent a law if he is the creator. Are you with me now? How can you be creating a law for a car that you did not make? Who brings the manual for Macy's? Is it not the people that produce Macy's? But do you know your mechanic can do something to that? You don't know. They can change the pipe and put something there and tie it. There is a man that is using the mirror we use in the room to do side mirror. What do you call that one? So that he will be able to serve his owner. He can produce cow, but he can perverse many things in the laws that make that car to function. As long as you perverse it, when a man yields to that system of perversion, he will never ever be able to come into the government of God. It is on that wise that God begins to lose the kingdom. This is how Satan makes God to lose territories, to lose kingdom, to lose the tokens, his inheritance amongst the saints, because God's inheritance is not in the world. God's inheritance is not even in the creature. God's inheritance is in the saints. Are you with me? So he knows that his capacity to bring his rulership and government and perpetuate his family is determined by the scope, the extent to which he is able to bring men under his government. Remember, we have to lay a foundation that is based on another mystery that is called Christ, that by that mystery God has ordained to administrate his government from time to eternity. Are you with me? And that mystery is based on our yieldedness and our submission to the government of the Holy Ghost. So what Satan does is to generate an artificial government, an artificial system, another mystery that can be at work, just like Christ is a mystery that is at work. And many people don't know that that is what is powering our agenda. Something that we have planned to be able to power our system. That is the underlying fact beyond every functionality that we see in believers. And in extension, in the church. And in extension, in the kingdom. And in extension, by God. Are you with me? In the same way, there is a mystery called the mystery of iniquity. And it functions by Satan perverting the laws of God. Are you with me now? Now, Satan is only able to operate in a territory to the extent that that mystery has also progressed and prospered. Just like I told you, that God is able to prosper and promote his kingdom to the extent that the mystery of Christ has what? Prospered. In the same way. How will be like the Most High? That was the desire that he had. And then the reason why he had that desire was because he was conversant with the laws of heaven. I hope you know. In literal terms, that man operates as a lawyer. Sometimes God calls him and says, have you seen my servant Job? My God. Are you with me? He invites him to begin. If God wants to check you, maybe you don't know. Maybe he will teach it one day. There is such a thing as the ministry of demons. You don't know. Well, you don't know. This man doesn't know. Yes, there is. there are many things you will not even know the power you have. Some of the time you think witches and wizards and things is afflicting you. God intentionally left that for you to find out the power that he has put in you. You can live and die with that power if there is no place to. It is in the bid to break forth from that shackles. You will now realize who you are. Oh boy, I'm not a cattle, I'm a lion. Hey! But meanwhile, that reality can be redundant and simply potent until God puts you in the fractionating column. Eh? The scripture calls it the baptism of fire. A baptism of fire is not fire burning me. Baptism of fire is a furnace. Eh? People that studied petroleum engineering, there is something that is called in chemistry, it is called the fractionating column. At varying temperature and pressure, certain materials are precipitated. The higher the temperature, the better the value. The people of highest worth in the kingdom are precipitated at very high temperature and pressure. Oh, you want it very easy. That's why you are a vagabond. God is not. He will never use you. You think he's using you. He's not using you yet. You are of value to the extent to which. That is why they suffer. Do you even know why Jesus was given a name that is above all name? There is the type of suffering. The Bible says that his obedience was unto death. This is somebody that counted it not a word to be. He is the same with God. Meanwhile, his punishment is without any cause. Your own, many of the things you are suffering, you deserve it. If you don't deserve it, your father deserves it. If your father doesn't deserve it, your grandfather. Meanwhile, Jesus is his father doesn't deserve. There is something his father deserves and him deserves. He carried it for your sake. He was obedient even to the death of the cross. That is such a man that he is. That was, and it was that fractionating column that he was subjected to. The Bible says that when the sons of Zebedee came to him, they said, I want to see that. He said, no, this one is kept for them that have desired and known that this thing is kept for men that can drink the cup. Can you drink the cup? When you drink the cup, the Bible says that we have a faith like pure gold, having been tested in fire. Let him that is tried rejoice. Be happy. Because what will happen to your faith after death is that it will become priceless. Priceless faith. At high temperature and pressure, something will precipitate out of you. It will become a witness beyond time. Even in eternity, they will speak about your faith. We seek for men that the testimony of their faith will go beyond time. It will go beyond your village. It will go beyond your kindred. It will go beyond your immediate family. The men to come will testify of the fact that you walk before God. The scripture speaking about this certain kind of men in the book of Hebrews. He said, men that received the dead back to life. He said that some of them did not consider that their womb is dead. How does this man function? The Holy Ghost was sent to educate us in the mystery of Christ. In the same way, Satan has sent minions to educate people in the mystery of lawlessness. So when people really give them, when you see the way people are sinning, it's beyond sinning. Some of them are sinning and doing many. Have you noticed the way people do things now? They are not just it, they are doing it in defiance to God. Just watch out, whether on social media, everything. People will continue to do good until they find out that God will take the glory. Until they find out that they will say that. Let me give you an example. If they say now, stop, be careful of what you are following on social media. Some of them think that there is something happening there. The real thing is happening on ground. So they are deceived. That's why some of them, if you say, Pastor, do give 100 million. For coronavirus, they will say, the offering and tithe has been stealing since. Let him bring small of it. Eh? But if they say that,
one kidnapper. Many of them know that this person is a drug and kidnap, and is involved, that they brought 10 million. They will say, let's raise a statue for him. Now, what is really their anger? There is a mystery at work in the life of those people. They don't know. That mystery is called the mystery of lawlessness. Now, it doesn't matter whether what is happening is good or bad. As long as it does not give God glory, they are interested in it. In these days, you will receive discernment to know that not all good is God. Not all good. In fact, Satan will make sure that something bad happens, and then he uses another good to counter it so that they will say he's good. Be careful to know that not all good is. If you look underground it, all they are trying to show is that God doesn't have power. If the church has power, let them heal. If the church, what do you gain by doing that? Is the mystery of lawlessness. Their attempt is to engineer a system that functions outside of the government of God. If there is a way we will function and forget God, then it will be good. That is the desire of Satan. I want to be like the Most High. Let everything that comes out of my being and living be something that is outside of God. If there is a way we will engineer that system, then we will leave it. The question is, what informs the functioning of that system? Just like what informs the functioning of the system of God is a mystery that is called Christ. What informs that functioning is a mystery that is called lawlessness or iniquity. Are you with me? And then there are demons and minions that has been sent by Satan and hell. And you don't know. The Bible spoke about this. Some of them are high-ranking fallen beings. You don't know them all. You don't know. Ooh. Have you encountered a fallen being before? This is not the people you cast out. You war with them. That's why we have to have in readiness by all obedience in these last days. Because this certain kind of being, they don't just fall down because you say Jesus. Because what they measure is your obedience. They only hear authority and alignment. Their language is law and government. They are masters in operating in court sessions. So no matter what you are saying, they will only measure the power of your words as it aligns to the instruction that God has given you. The last time you obeyed God was January last year. All the things you have been doing and calling it ministry, God is not aware. It is possible that even the sick got healed. Is it possible that people are now healing you? But they say fire fell, my friend. God, that fire. That fire that Satan will blot out with us. You don't know real fire. Haven't you noticed that as those fire is burning, lust is still burning with it? One damsel will carry you. I will tell you. Somebody told me that he finished ministry and fire fell, and then one damsel touched him. You are too serious. Just losing off. They will now call you babe. Say babe. My God. And then he found himself on a bed and did another same ministration to fulfill the other one. You don't have fire yet. Your territory, the demon in your family doesn't even know your name. What is your name? What is your name? I went to a ministration and a young man ran out after the ministration and called me Samuel. I used to think my name is Chiego. What's your name, Shoma? You don't know your name. It is when you operate in that government long enough, you will now know your name. For example, somebody sent me your name today. I will tell you. I will tell you in 10 years' time. I will tell you. I just told you, just to know that you have a name. At least they have found his name. They have found your own. Let me tell you, the mystery of iniquity doesn't work. Young men women in ministry, they want to be anointed. They don't want to stay. Anything that is rude, anything that is wrong. If you say one thing, they become angry and leave. That is lawlessness and iniquity at work. Some of them are shouting. They want to be heard. Nobody will hear you. Your voice is weak. Because you have not been under tutor. You have not been under government. Even in the church, that mystery is at work. And as long as that mystery is at work, there are little things that people will be able to achieve. Even with the mighty outpouring of the Spirit, even with the mighty grace, giftings, they will be able to achieve little. Because there is a mystery at work. This is what Satan knows that many people doesn't know. That to whom you obey, you become servant. All it does is to bring you to the place where you start operating by the mystery of iniquity. Some of you think iniquity is fornication. It's beyond that. It's about the fact that something has the capacity to be drawing you. Anytime they correct you, I with you, and you are angry, there is a mystery at work in your heart. I'm telling you, you will not be too useful in God's hands. This is what Satan wants to do to the upcoming generation. He is not so moved by the fact that God said he will use you. As long as you still function by his government, as long as you still function with that mystery, you still subscribe to it. Do you know the reason why we are unveiling this mystery? It is a mystery because you don't even know. You don't even know that you function by it, but meanwhile you function by it. The way you know is that when you begin to see lawlessness in your life, a desire to operate out of government, it is a proof that that mystery doth already work. What did I say? That mystery doth. And if that mystery work long enough, you will see yourself, you begin to admit and subscribe to certain things that you wouldn't have done to, you wouldn't have subscribed 5 years ago. If they tell you these things 10 years ago, you will be angry. Haven't you noticed? Like 5 years ago, if you talk about homosexuality, people 5-10 years ago, people will have all kinds of things they will say. These days, I know you don't like it, but if you can, these days you even watch it in movies and you feel it's their own. Is it not how you see it? It's their own. It is not as appalling as it was before. You don't know the mystery of iniquity. Very soon, it will make the things that God calls profane to become normal. It will raise amongst us fornicators. What we see in the body of Christ is many fornicators. What does it mean to be a fornicator? I have asked this question before. Do you know what the Bible called Esau? What did he call Esau? When Esau was doing what he was doing, we didn't know his real name. That the real name of Esau was who? Say fornicator. Meanwhile, what he did is to esteem the treasures of heaven. Much more. To esteem the treasures of heaven less than the things that is seen on earth. That any time a man chooses God, chooses anything outside of God, that is what? Say it now. You are a fornicator because you have chosen God many times before God. Some of you have fornicated. God will be saying that you have fornicated with me, with the gods of the Amorites, the gods of the Jebusites, the gods of the Girgashites. What are the gods of the Girgashites? You don't know Mammon is a god. You don't know pride is a god. You don't know some people, their marriage, their wife, their damsel have become their god. It was the time you started moving with that guy, that damsel, that you stopped praying at night. You are not hearing me. He will send you text message. Have you eaten? Inside meeting like this, you will open the text message. You will look at me. If I remove my eye, you say no, I will call you later. My Korabahasa.
And then at night you will move out, and people will think you are doing night vigil. They won't know you are doing, you know what you are doing. That thing you are thinking, I don't know, it might not be what I'm saying, but whatever you are thinking. And then when you finish, you give God the leftover of your time. And you say you prayed in the night. You are a liar. You are a fornicator, my friend. Anytime you choose God, anytime you choose anything out of God, you are a fornicator. It was the New Testament by revelation that told us Esau is what? He told us he's a fornicator. They brought the inheritance to him. He said, what is inheritance? Give me a plate of porridge. Let me eat, my friend. Give me first class. Give me a job. Somebody has not eaten, has not married. You are saying, let's go and serve God. Concern me and serve God. Then, if you understand it, you will now know that many people you know are fornicators. I with you. So, when the spirit of lawlessness begins to work in the life of men, one of the major proofs is that we begin to see many fornicators. Men that have chosen God. Men that have chosen other things ahead of God. When lawlessness begins to work, as it doth work now, we will see many men that have refused by all means to subject themselves to the government of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Now, I want to tell you, because sometimes we speak about the government of the Holy Spirit. If you have not found yourself under the government of man, you don't know the government of the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you, how did Jesus learn obedience? At a season, he was subject to his parents. That was what the scripture said. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You said the Holy Spirit is talking to me. All I'm interested is in what the Holy Spirit and the Bible is saying. A foolish person. If you listen to that Holy Spirit long enough, in case you are hearing, because some people assume themselves teachers after their own lust, because they have itchy ears. You are a fornicator. The mystery of lawlessness and iniquity not already working in life. The men that God is interested in this season, he by an act of his mercy, sometimes by force, he will lock them in into alignment. How does he do this thing? He brings dealings upon their life. Let me even tell you, had it been that thing didn't happen, you would be on cruise mode. You would have organized 3 more meetings. Somebody organized a prayer meeting. And when he finished, the power go move. Some people dance like this. And one lady fell. You know those ladies that always fall in meetings. Now, I'm not saying it's bad to fall. Are you with me? It's actually a good thing. Because me, I used to wonder why I don't fall. Sometimes I will fall by myself. What is this? Is it that the Holy Ghost is not touching me too? Are you with me? So the guy finished. And he now looked. And he said, I judge the powers of this territory. Everything that is happening, we find you. We are in charge now. Woo! When he finished that prayer, they came to slap him. Because there is no rule yet in his heart. Because there is no alignment yet in his heart. Because there is no government yet in his heart. There is still a lot of the mystery of lawlessness yet at work in his heart. You can only have in readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is what? Complete. And obedience is as a result, is a proof of government. The reason why we emphasize on obedience is that obedience is a proof of government. So a man is not really an obedient person. You don't really know whether you are obedient or not until you are brought under rule and government. In fact, sometimes God even brings people that you think you are better than, so that you will be brought into humility and government. Because when Jesus was subject to his parents, in fact, he knew that they are not his parents. Yet he was what? Sometimes God will leave you under people that you know that your destiny will not really end up with them. Huh? But the way you are subject to them will determine your ultimate destiny. This is what people don't know. Huh? And such men, they, as the guy did that thing, they lost that left 5 years ago, came back. Huh? The pornography that left came back. Huh? The pride that left came back. The greed that left came back. That was when he knew that there are spirits actually that power some of these things. Somebody told me that sometimes he will finish praying and then he will feel a force stronger than him. He will be telling him, open that pornographic website. Open it. Open it. Open it. His son will be doing like this. He will be doing like this. His son will be doing like this until he opens it. He said, Pastor, this thing is stronger than me. Even when I'm trying to stop it, he refused. That's when we found out that this thing is beyond men. You went to buy something. You didn't know that that's what you did. And they came after you. It so happened that there is many lawlessness that is in your soul. The prince of this world cometh. He will come. He must come. He always comes. But Jesus had a testimony. What was his testimony? You have to pray now. Bring your government in my life. That every mystery of iniquity that is at work in my members will be blotted out. The breed of men that God is raising in this time is the breed of men that is filled with the fullness of God. Satan comes around them and he finds nothing in their hands. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh. He cometh. He cometh, but he found nothing in my hands. What is Satan still finding in your hands? Is he still finding pride? Is he still finding bitterness? Every trace of lawlessness that is still locked up in your soul, expose it to the Holy Ghost so that we bring another ministration in your heart. We will never be counted amongst the men that their testimony is that the mystery of lawlessness, of iniquity, God walk amongst them. We operate by a different philosophy. We operate by a different template. We operate by a different thing. My brothers and sisters, it's beyond knowledge. You can know all these things and still be proud. You can still think you are humble. The fact that you think you are humble is a proof that you are still proud. You can be proud of your humility. You can teach character in a way that you are proud. And the teaching of that is a proof that you still have lawlessness in your soul. I tell you, Satan is coming on. You better cry to God once again and ask him, just like David prayed, touch my heart, touch my reins, and find out if there are ungodly ways in me. Oh, Mata Sibrenta Babela Tadia. Pray for the next 3 minutes. Stop a branta baba cabran. Aita babada cabrata bata habada scabial. Aina matoa taperante. When the mystery of ungodliness, when the mystery of iniquity is at work in a society, in the lives of men, according to the scripture, the Bible says that my spirit will not strive with man again, because his desire from when he's young is iniquity, is iniquity. Is iniquity. When iniquity begins to find too much expression in the church, God will begin to run away. He will begin to release plagues. He will begin to release many things to see if he will bring us into alignment. I want you to cry and humble yourself and say, oh God, search my heart, search my veins. It's possible that the things I'm doing, you are not aware of them. I humble myself once again. I bring myself under rule and government. I bring myself under tutelage. I bring myself under teachings, under leadings, under guidance. I bring myself. Oh my God. I come to die again to anything that is not God in my life.
Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. He wish the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Lay it down, lay it down. I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. I see the breaking.
new breaking of a new day. Until you can carry in your hands the ashes of your death. Until you can carry in your hands the ashes of your death, there is no glory. There is no new day. I see the breaking of a brand new day. That is why we cry for revival. A mighty and intense outpouring of the Spirit to work in us and through us. That the dominion of our King will come. The voice said, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? He said, cry that all flesh is grass. Why? He said, all flesh is grass because the breath of God is upon them. He said that the beauty of the earth is lost. The breath, the ruach, the breath of God is upon it. Whenever the Spirit is poured upon us, then everything that is of flesh will disappear. All flesh is grass. Because the ruach is upon us. Everything that is of flesh, that is of the old man, will give way. Because the Spirit has been poured upon us. We cry for the workings of the Spirit. We cry for the outpouring. We cry for the revival. For as long as the Spirit is upon us, for as long as the Spirit is at work amongst us, then all flesh is grass. All flesh is grass. Because the ruach is upon us. The ruach, the breath of God, when it comes upon the lust in your soul, it will become grass. When it comes upon the bitterness, it will become grass. When it comes upon the envy, it becomes grass. When it comes upon the competition, it becomes grass. When it comes upon the pride, it becomes grass. When it comes upon your ambition, it becomes grass. When it comes upon your plans, it becomes grass. When it comes upon the things that you have planned to do, it becomes grass. The work is a problem. This is the second day of the 7 days of encounter. Be sensitive. Even as you sleep, make sure your daughter is near you. This is not the season to. Don't sleep. Don't allow the last thing you did before you sleep to be watching movie. If it's possible, take this our message and play it even as you sleep. Now, I know it's possible. Now, we understand. You might. What movie? We are not saying the same, but there is a way you do things. We are not going to talk about fasting, prayer, all these things. We are not saying you should not do other things. We are saying that when you give yourself to God, it will define the scope of what you do, other things that you do. There is a way you want to gist with somebody because of how long and how much you have been with God. You will not like some discussions. You will now find out that life you have given yourself to have begun to define your oppressions in other things. So it is not whether those things is good or bad according to moral codes. It is the fact that they are good or bad according to the dealings of God in your life. Are you with me? Are you with me? There will be many encounters right now. Blessed in Jesus' name.